The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you today?
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is very interesting because one of the key criteria in the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation County Health Rankings is environmental quality, and by that I mean air pollution and greenhouse gases and climate change effects of those, and how we go about mitigating those things. So today's topic is 511 New York Rideshare, and our guest is Tammy Herendine, I hope I got that right, who's senior manager, and she's going to talk to us about all of their great programs and great current promotion they have, and I'll let her talk about that. Welcome, Tammy. How are you?
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Thank you, Dr. Smith, and thank you again, Ben, for inviting us to speak with you today.
Sure. So let's start with the basics, if you will. Can you tell our listeners about 511 Rideshare, how and why it came into being?
Sure. 511 New York Rideshare is a subdivision of 511. It's a statewide program that is meant to help travelers and commuters throughout the state of New York to find ways to have better travel choices and help overall air quality and provide lots of mobility options for those who are traveling.
Mm-hmm. And how does the program work? How does that manifest in actual activities or initiatives?
About 5 or 6 years ago, we introduced a ride matching system that is online and available to the general public. Anyone can register. And when you register, you're indicating your normal travel pattern, meaning your start address and or destination, your work site, and looking for options so you can make better choices. It may be just information that you need regarding road conditions, but it may also be that you're looking for ways to save money. And one of the things we do is connect you to all the local transit providers, help you find the interconnectivity options. If you're looking for ride sharing, we will help you look for others in our system who are also registered, who may have similar commutes, who have similar travel schedules, and may be able and interested in sharing the ride. So it may be in the form of a carpool, but we also help to facilitate van pools who are then taking a number of coworkers to a same work site. We also, of course, encourage walking and biking to work, and what we're hoping for is to help re-educate the public about healthier travel choices, better quality of life, less stress, more of a work-life balance. We decrease costs to you as a traveler, as a commuter, but also helping ways to reduce the traffic congestion and, of course, the emissions.
Now, does that include, when you say putting groups together in van sharing or ride sharing, do you also do that with bicyclists as well?
We put together
groups for safety purposes, for instance, or just for companionship on the way to and from work?
Our ride matching system can be used to look for partners for walking, biking, or carpooling or van pooling. When we look at the possibility of biking together, there are many who are not as comfortable riding their bicycles, haven't been on a bike for many years, just would like to give it a try during the warmer weeks of summer, but might want to have companionship getting to work. Maybe there's a coworker who can meet them halfway. Lots of our local public transit agencies allow for the storage of bikes on the front of buses. For example, UCAT is great about having a bike rack in the front of every one of their buses. So it makes it easy for someone who is riding to then meet the bus, put the bike on the bus, get to their next destination, get off, and continue their trip on bike. With walking, same thing. We're looking for people to have companionship, have a more enjoyable commute. Same thing with carpooling. When you have a good group of people that you can connect with, your day is better, you're happier, you're a more productive employee, and together you can make plans for backing up each other as needed.
And how deeply do you go into actually organizing the logistics of those trips? Do you simply put people together and then they take it from there, or do you work out other details around that?
Our ride matching system allows for the user to enter their commute profile. So that person will indicate their times of travel, the days they will travel, their own preferences. So if they're interested in sharing a ride the same gender, it may be that someone prefers to travel with others who do not smoke in their vehicle, or don't eat in the car, or don't play the radio loud. So all of those factors are entered into their profile, and our ride matching system will then calculate what other travelers may be in that particular region with that similar commute, who would then have a similar travel time. We'll produce a list, and that through our system, there's a messaging system which provides each user with the ability to connect with that other person and say, would you like to talk about sharing the ride, or riding to work together on bicycles, or walking to work. We work with a lot of employers, and that makes it so much easier, because when we work with employers, we're concentrating our efforts on the workforce. So it's much easier for workers to connect with coworkers.
Right, because they're all going to the same place.
There's a sense of security there. Many of the employers will go as far as allowing our representatives to come on site to help educate and train users on how to use the system. We will conduct transportation day sessions at any outreach event that we can. And in fact, many employers will allow us to create a ride matching portal just for the use of their employees. So it's a subset of our system that is created as a template for the purpose of putting it on their own intranet site of that workplace.
That's really wonderful.
For example, there's a website, a portal for ride matching and other purposes for Ulster County employees. Many probably don't even realize that, but through that particular portal, they're able to access all of the different options and information.
One of the things that I've been seeing, too, is an expansion of areas where individuals can park, sort of a meeting spot, say, close to a throughway entrance, exit type thing. And, you know, so certainly that helps as well, mm-hmm. so that you have a sort of centralized convening places where people can go leave their car and then join up with someone else or public transportation.
Right. So since our programs are supported by the New York State Department of Transportation, we have a very vital role in supporting the promotion of all of the park and ride lot facilities. Our system, our databases, and our websites have the park and ride maps for the entire state of New York. You can drill down to your local area to see the details for that particular park and ride lot, whether there are a number of spots, whether there's a connection to transit, whether there are fees, and in most cases, there are none. So, you know, this is a great free service to any traveler for any purpose. It's great to be able to connect with others halfway there and say, okay, let's take the car together the rest of the way. So even if you're going to a conference or, you know, a family trip, maybe there's a way to cut down some of those costs.
Absolutely.
We look at the long-term daily commuter who realizes after a while, I spend a lot of money in gas and maintenance for my vehicle. Maybe there's a better way to save. And so that's a great big attraction. And then, of course, there are many who don't drive, who have maybe limited options through public transportation. Maybe their work schedule doesn't necessarily coincide. So that's when we realize that we can help them find perhaps someone who is looking for additional members for a carpool, and they can share the costs or work out some other arrangement as well. And I also want to mention, very recently, we introduced a new guaranteed ride program. And this program is being offered to those who work in Ulster County, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Rockland, and Westchester County. This program provides for a trip home paid for by our program. For any of the eligible reasons. For example, if you get to work and there's a family emergency or personal emergency, you need to get back home, what we're doing is providing you with that ride home. If you have unscheduled overtime, you can't make your other coworker stick around and wait for you, but we'll then cover you under this guaranteed ride program. So basically what we're saying is that we're providing you with a backup if you travel to work via carpool, vanpool, transit, even walking and biking. There are circumstances that will necessitate you having that backup plan. So even if you happen to be one of those travelers who missed that last transit run, you know that there's still that assurance that you can work with our program. We provide you with a connecting service, whether it's a taxi service or possibly other partners like a Lyft or an Uber ride.
Well, it sounds like it has multiple ways in which it's benefiting the community, employers, people, you know, in general, and, you know, not only looking at the health of the person, the health of the community, the health of the environment, but, you know, looking at how you can save money. And as Vin had said, this is considered one of the parameters upon which a county is judged in terms of its healthiness, is how many folks actually ride share and not ride to work alone. So there's certainly a lot of information out there and a lot of benefits to this particular program, for sure.
We realize outside of the metropolitan area of New York City, there is an average of 70% of the travelers on the road who commute alone in their vehicles to work. And so there's a big waste of resource there, and a lot of extra traffic and a lot of extra costs and a lot of emissions in the air. If we can help join some of these travelers together to make it more efficient, it's more sustainable for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And healthier for everyone.
And it's great that you have some of those contingencies covered, because I was thinking, you know, that one of the advantages of driving with your own car is that flexibility. You know, if something changes in your day, or there's, you know, a doctor's appointment, or you want to stop at the supermarket on the way home, or all of a sudden you get a call from school and your kid needs to be picked up. So those are all, you know, in an area like ours, which is a county like ours, which is the size of the state of Rhode Island, having the ability to get around conveniently and quickly is a concern for many people.
Well, we always look for more and more members to join. Currently, we have 83,000 plus in our system statewide. So building more and more of a database in our own counties makes it easier for others to connect with each other. So all they have to do is go to our website, www.511nyrideshare.com.
Well, great. Well, we'd like to hear a lot more about this, and also about our car-free day, which is really terrific. And we're going to do that right after this short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
When it comes to surgery, you always want to be in the best surgical hands. Now, thanks to WMC Health Physicians at Lake Katrine, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, it's easy to find an expert surgeon close to home, featuring 8 highly respected doctors in 6 unique areas of practice. WMC Health Physicians at Lake Katrine is the latest way we're advancing care here in the Hudson Valley. The surgeons at WMC Health Physicians are leaders in the fields of breast surgery, general surgery, neurosurgery, surgical oncology, thoracic surgery, and vascular surgery, all equipped with the latest technology and approaches for the best possible care. And because they're part of WMC Health, your surgery can be performed at a location most convenient for you: Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie or Health Alliance Hospitals in Kingston. Another way we're advancing care here. For more information, visit wmchealth.org/Lake Katrine.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Tammy Herendine, Senior Manager for 511 NY Rideshare. Tammy, how long has the 511 Rideshare been in existence?
Okay, well, 511 New York Rideshare is, again, a subdivision of 511, which is a statewide and, in fact, national program to help travelers. 511 is a phone number, so just for anyone's benefit, if you call 511 and say rideshare on the phone, we'll have a customer service person help you with all of the same questions you might have instead of going online. One other thing that we help to do is promote clean air programs. We help provide clean air alerts on the days where there's air quality alert, and we need to have some action to help reduce the effects of that poor quality day. So it's important for people to register. It's free. It's something you can use as needed. It doesn't have to be a daily commute, but it requires some pre-planning. So if you can take a few minutes to set up your profile and look into all the options, you'll be prepared for those trips. You'll have connections to the road maps. You'll see the road conditions. And on a winter morning, it's really great to use ahead of time so you'll know what roads to travel and not travel because of ice conditions. But also, as I mentioned earlier, the park and ride lot information is extremely helpful. You can connect to transit providers through our system for any area of New York State. So if you're looking for a train schedule, trying to figure out, does this bus meet that train station in time, come to 511.
Now, does the service take into account things other than commuting, such as, like, say there's a sports game somewhere in New York or a concert in Albany or something that a fairly large number of people might be going to?
It's funny you mentioned that. Dr. Smith had asked how long has 511 been in place. The rideshare database has been up and running, I would say, about 7 years. We've been offering employer portals as a subset of that, but in the last 2 or 3 years, we've also introduced rideshare portals for specific, very large events. The first one was the Walkway Marathon. So in conjunction with those at the Walkway over the Hudson, we worked with our green team to promote sustainable travel, promoting carpooling to the event, and we created their own portal for the use of that ride matching for that particular event and for any travel to the walkway over the Hudson. We did something similar for the Clearwater Festival this year. So yes, in the instances where we're helping to improve some of the impact of that traffic, we're all ears.
And with that, you know, very often, the major events may occur in a neighboring state, say down in the Meadowlands in Jersey, and the traffic going to and from those events can be really quite formidable. Does the rideshare allow individuals going to events like that to cross state lines?
Of course, and there are many travelers who come from out of state into our area for their jobs also. So again, the system can be used as long as you're within New York State, whether residing or coming to work. You can register and look at the options that might be available to you. There are many travelers that come across state lines who are looking for that little bit of relief, either in driving or in the cost. And so sometimes we make the difference. When we have a big Super Bowl in the area, yes, we've even considered ways and prepared special event sites for that purpose to help people find all their alternatives as well.
So if you're an event promoter operating around in or around New York, should they be contacting?
They can contact us with lots of prep time because it takes time to evaluate the possibilities and set those up. Our focus first and foremost is for the employer and the commuters, the daily commuters, because that's where we'll have the biggest bang for our buck. So that's who we really want to help.
Yeah, I would think employers have a huge upside incentive
no
to do this, right?
Because
they're, you have a healthy and productive workforce, you have health insurance,
less
premiums,
and less stressed.
All those things.
Absolutely.
And making sure that people have reliable transportation to get to work on time.
How do you get the word to employers and promote that within their systems?
We do have a lot of outreach with our own team, reaching out to employers directly, a lot of long-term relationships already. So we just continue to maintain those relationships, build them, work with our human resource representatives, the CEOs of companies. Maybe there's a sustainability initiative with that particular company. Otherwise, there may be a need for LEED certification. Maybe we can assist them in that endeavor. So it's all about travel management, demand management, and we're out there to promote our services, which are free to both the user and to the employer. Many employers will reach out to us also when they have a specific need. If a hospital has a shortage of parking, they'll realize we still need our staff on board. If there's a emergency preparedness initiative where we want to be prepared in the eventuality of a big storm like we had it with Hurricane Sandy, it affected a lot of transit operators and a lot of the ability for workers to get to their jobs. And in the case of mandated employees where they have to be on site, they have to find a way to get in. So having this system in place is a great benefit to employers so that their employees can connect with each other and plan ahead.
I would imagine, too, you know, when we've all seen the news of the last couple of days in Houston and in Florida, and just, you know, getting up and running after a major disaster like that where, you know,
takes days, weeks, what have you. Transportation is so important to reconnect.
Yeah, and you know, in terms of supplying stores and food, and you know, and getting to work, and all of the myriad concerns around transportation.
We try to make it fun also, and we have a great new initiative this year called Car Free Day Hudson Valley. Wanted to let everybody know about this. It's in recognition of International Car Free Day, which is September 22nd. This is the first time we're celebrating and recognizing it in the Hudson Valley, so we're reaching out to the general public and to employers to make everyone aware that all you need to do is use a car less on that particular day, conserve energy, reduce traffic, reduce harmful emissions, and think about ways to reduce the parking problems and save money. All you have to do is pledge to go free, car free or car light on that day, September 22nd. To pledge, you go to www.carfreehv.hudsonvalley.com. What's really nice about this is that we have a lot of partners, including Metro North and many, many employers, and lots of sponsors who are making many prizes available. So for those who pledge, they can find out more ways to help us cross-promote through social media. Add a blog, add a picture of your funny commute. You may be going to work by kayak on that day. So send us a picture. Tell us what you've done. These prizes will be awarded after that particular event is over. So it's a fun, easy, free way to raise awareness and make others aware that maybe this is the way to go going forward.
Right. We always preach that, you know, that staying fit, it doesn't have to be tedious. It can be and can and should be fun, because getting healthy and keeping healthy it feels good. It feels good to
There's
do
no
it.
Question.
And it feels even better to do it with the people that you care about and your friends and neighbors.
Absolutely.
So, Tammy, tell us again your contact information, your websites, your Facebook pages, and phone numbers.
I'll do that, and I'll start off with the Car Free Day Hudson Valley. This is important because it's right around the corner. So take the time today to register or pledge, I should say, at carfreehv.com. Employers should also visit that site. There's a whole section devoted to the employer to help spread the word. A toolkit is available for the use, with the contact information for other assistance. 511 New York Rideshare, you can contact us by phone simply by dialing 511 and saying the word rideshare in any area of New York State, and we'll help you with transit information, ride matching, etc. You can also visit our website, register online, which I strongly encourage everyone to do, and that is 511nyrideshare.org. So it's very easy to find us. You can go on to Facebook, social media, follow our pages. We have lots of great traveler advisories, fun activities, news about, you know, transportation planning, anything that affects our livelihood and our commute to work, as well as just travel and especially air quality.
You know, we know that, I mean, this really has so many spin-off benefits in terms of, you know, getting fit, getting healthy, reducing pollution, helping to mitigate climate change.
You know, so often we hear, well, what can I do to make my community healthier? Or how can I do my part? This certainly is one great way to do your part to make the community a healthier place to live, learn, work, and play, for sure.
Yeah, it's a tremendous asset. And, you know, we really, really appreciate the work that you and your colleagues do to make it happen. And we're glad to be part of it. And we've seen you at our Healthy Ulster Council meetings and providing your input into all of our critical and collaborative health improvement events and initiatives. And it's really great. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you,
Dr. Smith. It's been a pleasure. And I will say it's also a wonderful thing to be able to help someone else. So even if as a employee of the 511 system, I'm able to share the word, I know that I might be helping someone keep a job or get a job.
Absolutely.
Or helping someone who has mobility issues just find a better way. And at the same time, there are plenty of people out there who can simply help each other. And that's what this is all about, community.
Well, it's wonderful. This has been a great learning experience, certainly.
Yeah, terrific.
You.
What a great program. I'm really grateful to have it. Well, we're running out of time again. We could talk about this for a long time.
Because
it's such a great program. But that's all all the time we have for today. So tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and your community healthy and strong with Healthy Ulster Radio. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.